T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go. Awesome humans doing awesome things.
Because we've got enough drama in the world already, don't we?
Good news stories that give you all the feels. Right here on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Jen Hobby, gonna start your Monday off with some good energy, giving you all the feels today.
All right, have y'all ever seen those nail salons inside of Walmart? You know which ones I'm talking about that are inside? Uh-huh. Well, last Thursday, one of the salon workers said that they could not do a woman's nails because she has cerebral palsy. The woman's name is Angela Peters, and her hands tend to shake a little bit because of her CP. And they basically said, it's impossible to do your nails because you're shaking, and they turned her away. But a Walmart worker named Ebony Harris saw the whole exchange go down, and she was like, nope. After she watched Angela get turned down, she stepped in and said, I'll do your nails for you. They went together and picked out a color, and then Ebony skipped her break at work to sit down with her. And now a photo of her doing her nails is making the rounds on social media. And Ebony had this to say.
She moved her hands a little bit and she kept saying she was sorry. And I told her, don't say that. I told her she's a blessing to us, to anybody, not just me.
And she said it wasn't a big deal. Her nails turned out great. The two of them had great conversation while it happened. And Ebony says they're already planning to go out to dinner together soon.
That's awesome. People are good.
People are good. Dollar's got your good news this morning.
Dawsonville's Chase Elliott grabbed his very, very first Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series victory last weekend at Watkins Glen in New York. He was he won his first race. He was making his way around the final lap, the victory lap after winning, headed to Victory Circle when he ran out of gas.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. But another NASCAR driver, a guy named Jimmy Johnson, who is a 7-time champion, helped to push him to the finish line so that he could get into Victory Circle and celebrate.
Oh, that's really
so
sweet.
Uh-huh.
So they were just competing against each other a couple of minutes before that.
Right. And then he, Jimmy Johnson pushed him into the winner's circle. So even though they're hard competitors, they're also great friends. Chase Elliott said, Jimmy's been one of my heroes for a long, long time. I leaned on him a lot over the offseason, and I always lean on him. But certainly throughout this past offseason, I've gotten much closer to him. He's been such a big supporter, and this was the coolest things that could have happened. So thank you very much.
So cool.
Chase Elliott came home to Dawsonville the other day, and if you follow him on Twitter, you saw all the pictures of the crowds gathered at the airport around his private plane as it landed.
Aww.
So that all of his hometown friends and his supporters from Dawsonville could give him a high five and congratulate Chase Elliott on his very first NASCAR Cup Series victory. Congratulations, Chase. Today, it's Jen Hobby's turn to put some good energy in the universe with all the feels.
Yes, this one is about a woman named Tammy Griffin. Now, Tammy has cystic fibrosis, and back in 2016, the doctors told her she needed a heart and lung transplant, or else her life was on the line. So they came up with this really awesome idea. It's called a domino transplant because for whatever reason with Tammy's condition, her heart had shifted in her body. So she needed a heart transplant, but the heart itself was actually really good. So Tammy was able to receive a donor heart and lungs from somebody who had passed away. And then she actually donated her heart. It's called a domino surgery because they put them all in the same room and all the doctors work on everybody at the same time.
So your heart is, you're alive, you're a living, breathing human being.
Yes.
But your heart that you were born with is in another human's body?
Exactly. Her heart, Tammy's heart, went to a woman named Linda Carr who lived in Northern California. The surgery went great and they actually got to meet about 6 weeks later after the surgery and they're still friends. So when Tammy and Linda hang out, Tammy's actually listening to her heart beat inside of Linda's body.
Weird.
Crazy. And Linda is so grateful for it as well. She says she's reminded every day. This is her after reaching the top of a mountain.
I got to the top and I thought about Tammy. Like,
wow, her heart enabled me to do that.
And Linda's going to be competing in biking, basketball, and other sports in the transplant games this week in Salt Lake City.
Insane, but awesome.
So awesome. That's how all the feels work.
Your good vibes and your good news come to you today, courtesy of Jen Hobby.
Have you guys ever been down to Orange Beach, Alabama?
Oh, yeah, girl.
You ever been down there? It's kind of on the coast. Like, so mm-hmm. if you go west to Destin and all that 30A stuff, you keep on going, then there's Orange Beach. Beautiful yep. area, right? Well, that's where this story takes place with newlyweds Zach and Cindy Edwards. They had just tied the knot and were really excited about celebrating their wedding day. And they're on the beach, just them and their photographer taking pictures. Well, there were some red flags out that day warning swimmers not to get into the water because the water was a little bit rough currents going on. Well, that is when a nearby swimmer started drowning. Somebody came over to them and said, there's somebody out there struggling, and I think they're having a hard time getting back into shore. What do we do? Well, Zach Edwards, the groom, was a former lifeguard and member of the Coast Guard. So he stopped in the middle of his wedding day photo shoot to swim into the rough currents and the water. He successfully got the stranded swimmer back onto shore. Emergency crews helped, deliver CPR and all these things and get the guy back to life. He's doing fine. And Zach, in the middle of his wedding day, is truly a superhero on Earth.
And you think his wife was cool with it, or do you think she was like, come on, Nick, in this day, just be about me?
Well, she looked at him and said, honey, you have to go. You have to go do this. And he's like, yeah, you got to do what your wife tells you to do. And when he came back to shore after saving the man, the one thing he was concerned about is in the whole thing, he got a bloody nose. And he was like, honey, step away from me in your white dress. I don't want to get anything on it. Here's our superhero groom.
We pulled up on the beach. Everybody grabs him. And I got up and she's running out in her wedding dress. I'm bleeding from the nose and trying to tell her get away because I know how important that dress was.
And the young man from Mississippi is actually doing fine. He's a little bit sore, but he's back to work and actually started his first day of his senior year yesterday.
Good. Good for him.
Yay! Jeff Dollar's got your dose of good news this morning.
Oh, I love this one because it has to do with a doggo. A hiker found a dog in the Grand Teton Mountains of Wyoming. She was on an annual family trek. It was her and her dad. And while she was making her way up the 11,000-foot peak, they found an injured English Springer Spaniel.
Oh, no. Was the dog all by itself?
All by itself. The owners were nowhere to be found. So she threw the 50-pound animal around her neck and started hiking around to try to find somebody who would claim him. Nobody was there, so she carried the dog, which she named Boomer, down the mountain. Now, when they got to the bottom, they found a lost dog flyer, had a family's phone number, a picture of the dog, and they reunited Boomer with his owners. But the owners were moving to Arizona and couldn't take the dog with them. So he was about to be put up for adoption, and guess who took him?
Oh, she did. She did.
Yes, it had a torn ligament, a dislocated joint in his leg, but his leg is getting a little doggy cast now, totally healing. And the woman's name is Tia Vargas, and she is now the proud owner of Boomer, who she literally carried off a mountain to save its life.
Have an all the feel story we need to know about?
Send it to us, and we can keep spreading the good news.
Star941Atlanta.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.